dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Shady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must tune in. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah. Turned up, man. Turned up. It is Monday. Monday, March 24th, 2014. That sounds very familiar, man. I feel like I did this like 5 years ago. Like I said, it's 5 years ago. Let me imagine. Yes, it was. It was 5 years ago, wasn't it? Yes. That being so, yes, welcome to the show, everybody. This is the fifth anniversary of Life at the Dusk Live. Yeah. On this exact day, 5 years ago, March 24th, 2009, was the very first show that we ever did. It was a lot of craziness. We did several test shows for a while. You were kind of getting a feel. I was kind of getting a feel of it, like just clowning around, but being serious too. Like just kind of getting a feel for it. And if you were asking me then that why we'd be at the level that we're at now, I would look at you crazy. I would have like, really? Like, this is what we're going to be doing, and we're going to be still loving it and elevating at it. And it's just one of those things, man, that you can that you'll never be able to forget. So life achievement, being able to, you know, just look back at all the years, man. It's 5 years. This is crazy. And of course, you know, in recent history, you got my co-hostess with the Moses, my girl T Marie in the building. What's up, T?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, man.
Happy anniversary. Look at me.
Yes. Oh, man. This is crazy, T. Man, it's 5 years ago. Like, some people take it for granted, man. You know, every year that goes by, as a person who don't know from experience, don't take it for granted. You know, being able to look back every year, heck, every day, every month that you've been able to go by, still doing your show, just really thank God that you made it that far, man, and not forget that. You know, a lot of people, they kind of, like I said, they take it for granted. You know, well, I'll be here. Some people, you know, they weren't able to do this show for legal reasons anymore. They weren't able to do this show because of or some passing on. There's all different types of reasons why some people can do this show. You're still here and you're still able to do it, and you should be very thankful that you're able to. Like, it's a blessing, and I'm gonna tell you, T. Like, For a lot of people, I say this a lot to people. Like, a lot of people thought that I was just always this person y'all see today that's like just so turned up with everybody. But I kind of was always, fun or whatever. But sometimes I was more my shell for the longest. It took me a while to kind of get to that point of coming out of my shell. And hey, this starting the radio show was one of them. So I, you know, and then plus looking at you now, you know, we've had a lot of great co-hosts throughout the years. So definitely, just show a shout out to the co-hosts, man. Radio co-hosts here, still or not, doesn't matter. You were still part of the journey, and I appreciate you for being a part of the journey. Like we've had, well, throughout the years, we've had a lot of great co-hosts come through, and you know, definitely it was just fun, man. Just having them. And then up to recent history, man. Just the fun I have with you. I just love, you know, of everybody. You know, I feel that, you know, it this isn't a bash to anybody, but I feel that the chemistry between me and you is as strong as of all the co-hosts I've had. Like a lot of people love the dynamic because you got two different, you know, you got two different strong opinionated people who a lot of times, you know, they agree, but they disagree a lot more than they agree. So, oh man, a lot of people don't realize that. I'm attached to you, man. As far as the journey so far of being here since the time you've been here, and which was back in October. No, just kind of tell everybody about that experience.
Oh, I mean, it was new. It was a challenge, but, I mean, it was exciting. So, I mean, I had fun. Of course, you're learning. But, yeah, overall, it was cool. I wanted to hear some of your craziest experience, like from when you got started. Some of the craziest things. Cause, oh, Lord. You remember the people who call up here? people who was calling up here, prank calling us. That was too funny. That was like.
Oh, yeah. We've had plenty. Throughout the years, we've had plenty of people. We've had some people that weren't even pranking. That were like trying to start beats in the show. I mean, a lot of people came at different times that didn't see some of the dynamics of the show. The very first show we did, it was kind of open form. It was me and ironically who hosts on Thursday night, my brother, and one of our childhood friends on board Benny. We were just kind of going in on a random topic, which was the state of hip hop. We talked about this 5 years ago, and it's funny because some of the same stuff I say now, I said then it kind of applies still to today. So it's interesting to still see, to go back and look at that and still say, "Wow, same problem is still going on," or some of the stuff that was a problem, you know, got fixed a little bit. But oh man, throughout the very first, I was just going back in time. I still remember my very first interview I had on here. It was the second show, actually. And that's when we used to, on every Tuesday, we used to call it Totally Random Tuesday. And that's where it was just so random and whatever, you just didn't know what the heck was going to happen. And we had, so it was actually, our guest was from Houston. It was a twerk team from, you know, that was, I went by the name of Get It Girls, and it was fun, man. Like, and a lot of people think, like, okay, well, it was a celebrity, it wasn't that, it was just a twerk team. But no, you really go back and listen to that interview, that was the first, that interview, and not just all those some cocky stuff, but really just, from my first interview, I knew that I was going to love doing interviewing people. I knew it. Because the way it was on there, how I was having fun, how I was able to get stuff out of people they wouldn't normally share with other people, or if you ask them that, it was just fun to bring that out. And we brought that approach throughout the years, kind of, you know, enhanced it more and more, but, and, you know, made it just bigger and better. So, but you know what? Some of the prank calls that people have made, you know, I can't be too mad because if people know, you know, I know I haven't done them as of recent, but a lot of people know that I'm known for being a big pranker on the show. I will prank call the heck out of it. I used to prank, and I used to do it a whole lot, like almost every week. So what we would do was we would prank call this one thing. It used to be on my show and on one of my boys' shows, my boy Goofy Bo, is doing his show. We would do the Craigslist hooker, call your favorite Craigslist hooker prank calls. And so what we would do, we would go to Craigslist, call these chicks, mention these services that we do, and then we would put on these fake voices. A lot of times you would just say, right here, and I was maybe asking them for sandwiches and telling them I was a virgin. Just doing that, talking like that, and just really making them, just really show people the dynamic, because a lot of people were just so blown away. The calls were done so great that people thought they were scripted, because it was like, wow, there's no way it could be this darn good, man. No, man, it was. That's how it was, man. It was, we made you believe that, you know, it was real. And it was so real that we made you believe it was fake, because it was just so, it's like, wow, how can you even pull that off? So that's just one of the crazy moments.
Yeah. You know, we will, you got to give us some, look at me, some more crazy moments. Did you see my post I put on Facebook today, too?
Yes, I did. I saw the post. I'm going to see if you put another post up, too. I'm going to see, because I just saw one earlier and I was looking.
Nah, you know, I don't post and stuff out like that, so that's more than likely just that one.
Okay, yeah. What's the one you did? And double check. It's the one you said, tune in tonight and help celebrate Life at Dusk Live.
Yeah,
fifth anniversary. Okay, that's the only one. Okay, cool. I'll be kind of. We'll be discussing some of our craziest moments. Justin Bieber, kind of disgusting. Would you let your son carry a My Pony backpack into school? And much more. So, yes, I did see that earlier.
Okay.
I saw that. I was making sure I didn't miss anything. And shout out to BX25 Victor in the show, in the show chat room. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady in the show chat room. What's up? And it's kind of, you know, that kind of tells a story too. Like, before I go, like, I know you're trying to dig into more of my crazy moments, but I got more. 20 to go. We got to. You know, it's crazy because the two people in the chat room so far. We got boy Renato from BX25 Vixens Magazine / BX25 Vixens Radio versus my girl Miss Computer Lady. It's crazy because that tells a story. It's like, you know, BX25, they're more of the recent history of the show. They became a fan like since day one, day two of the show. They're more part of the recent history. And Miss Computer Lady, she's been here almost since day one of the show, period. Pretty darn close. At least three months in, she listened to the show. So it's just great, man, to see the people in there and the people who have watched me grow. I have grown, you know, I've watched them grow. And to me, man, like a lot of people take this for granted, but I look at everybody that listens to the show as my extended family, because, you know, everybody's opinion matters, whether it's crazy or not, as long as, you know, I will get into a crazy moment about that in a second, as long as you ain't completely stepping out of line. But, no, man, like, it's great, man, to see that. And people don't really, some people just, you know, they're like, oh, well, I got some more listeners. Cool, got some more listeners. And sometimes they don't take the time out to really thank their listeners. Not thank them on just the airwaves. Like, take the time out to thank them personally. listening to the show. Like, you know, if you run into a person and listen to the show, thank them personally. Like, don't just be on some stuff to where, you know, and people know that with me with Dust Spot and with this with the show, with the magazine. I'm a person, I love quality over quantity. And I'm one of people who I would have that would be badging for me for a long time versus just a bunch of numbers. Yes, we have, you know, a lot of people are so dazzled over, ooh, you got 3.1 million of a listener base altogether. You know, they rate marvel over that. But it's funny, I'm more impressed by the fact that, you know, from day one show, I went back and looked. We had for longest, it was like 10 people. It got to like 10 people only like after a month. And a lot of those people that came, they would keep coming over and over and over. And that was archives too. That's the thing, like even archives, but the people who listened, they were loving it, and then eventually more and more people started finding out about it, and that was a wrap after that. So, oh my God. It's crazy, man. All we gotta do is go to a quick song break, and we come back. We want to top it up with some more. If you want to call in, show some love, you know, just act a fool for us. Call in at 347-202-0389. We got 2 hours today, y'all. I don't know if y'all been paying attention, but it's 2 hours straight today, as usual. So, heck, you can call in throughout the show. So that was during our topics, hey, you can talk about our topic. You want to clown with us and talk about, you know, some of the moments you've had listening to the show, whatever. It is what it is. It's at 347-202-0389. And we'll go to a quick song, and then we'll be back. Hang in there tight, everybody. We'll be back.
Like I
All right, we're back. We're back on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and my co-host with the most is my girl, T. Marie.
T. Marie, yep, yep. So, what happened over the weekend? Did you? Was Austin this past weekend?
Oh no, it's just coming up weekend. It's coming up.
Okay.
Yes, I will be going in on that later on in the night. Y'all hanging there. I will be talking about what she's talking about. And plus, there's a giveaway I'm giving away today, so I will be calling the lucky list. I will be counting the lucky listener and let them know, hey, guess what? So, yes. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go to, we got a caller. And this is a person, the person to bring on now has been listening to the show. This is the day one people. And they have listened to it, supporting in wisdom, just everything, man. Even got pleasure to meet her at After Fool. That was, we going to talk about that. I got so much. All right, so I want to welcome to the show, when I say extended family, not just another listener, that's what I mean about people listening to the show. This is another part of the extended family. Welcome to the show, my girl, Sweet D Love.
Thank you, Teddy J. Welcome, welcome. Hi there, darling. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. You are in the best company with Teddy J, and he's in the best company with you, I know.
Oh Lord!
Thank you.
Don't get it tied up.
Hey, I want to give you a story about Teddy J.
Come on, I'm ready.
We used to have a late night show. I don't know where Jess is at, but we used to have a late night show, and Teddy J was kind of young, so our other co-host. Was Ann Jay, and she would tell him, "Don't you say nothing. You just sit and listen." And that's what he had to do. He just sat and listened and took in. And before you know it, said Jay, "Say, you know what? He needs to do something. He needs to start a show." And you know, we would go from our show. We did a piggy bank of a lot of different shows. We had this Computer Lady, you know, ourselves, Late Night with Sweet and Friends, and Sun Show. Is Sun there, Teddy J?
Sun off now. No, he's not. I don't see him in here, but yes, he was another, because it would be on a late night trip, it would be SO and the SON show. Sign off now. Then it would come to your show, Sweet and Friends. And then my crazy behind, this is where a lot of people trip off the title at the show now sometimes.
That was extra late.
That's the reason it was on at 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes.
Extra. But,
extra.
Yeah, so we had a great, great, great time. It was, you know, and I just have to give a big up to BTR. Like, we just got to give BTR those big old claps, you know, for opening up that avenue for all of us to meet. And, you know, cyberspace is a beautiful thing. And I know that you know that, Marie. You know, you meet so many people, and you're amazed that you haven't, like, you know, some we have not touched physically. But we've touched Teddy J. We came down to Texas, Jess and I. You know.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was like a crazy experience. It was like, wow, you – Like, just meet, you know, you know, a lot of times, like, especially not only just meeting people in Texas, I don't take that for granted, meeting with people that listen to the show from Texas, but when you got the people that come from, like, other areas and, you know, they hang out with you while they're here, it is crazy, man. Like, wow, it was just so crazy to meet y'all in person because y'all just so, yes, y'all were long-time supporters.
I'm gonna have to text Jess because I want her to give her side, you know, her portion, because
yeah.
I want her to talk about the club and you.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, I want all of her stories.
No, we gonna. I got it. Let me text you so to make sure, and y'all can keep on going in the meantime and in between time. Until I get her, and so you know, when you see that one, yes, she got a side of the story to tell too. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, while I wait for her, because that way we got both at the same. I'm gonna keep you open though. I'm gonna go to another caller I see. So hold on, keep you on. So I see somebody from the 909. Who we got?
Caller.
Caller for the 909. All right.
They might have just wanted to listen.
Oh no, they pressed the one. They pressed the one, so they wanted to speak.
Hello.
They probably just don't remember.
Oh,
they 909.
Hello. Hey.
Oh.
Okay, there we go. Who we got for the 909?
It's another extension. It's actually the 419. Hey, Jess Daddy.
Oh, see, that's what I was really. I don't know this. Come on, baby, that's a fool. Y'all welcome to another long time supporter to the show, my girl, Miss Computer Lady.
Okay, hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Great supporter. It's great to have you.
Great to be here. Happy anniversary. And hey there, everybody. I want to make sure I stop and show support. I had to get you said.
I know you got some seconds. You listen to quite a bit of shows. And you've been present at a lot of crazy moments. Like, what's one of the crazy moments that you heard, you know, being here? And what's something like the, you know, this great moments you heard been through, period, being here?
Oh, man, there's been so many. I'm trying to think of just one. You had some crazy ones, believe me. You also had a lot of wonderful shows. Let me mention a crazy moment. I think crazy moment. I don't know if anybody remembered DJ Shaheen.
Yes, I remember him.
It was his birthday. He was one of my favorite BTR DJs. So we were celebrating, and that's when I first got on a 3D Love Show at 2 in the morning. Hey there, sweetie.
Hey, you're a computer lady.
and let's see, and after that, I think we continued on with the party on your show. I mean, it got real crazy. I mean, crazy. And then, let's see, I think one of the shows, it wasn't crazy, but it was one in which I was proud of you for holding your composure when you interviewed Bonnie Pointer. I think that was I think that was like the one of your pinnacle shows.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking the one where somebody tried to call in and start trouble with the show for that episode.
Right. Yeah, I was like, who in the...
Yeah, and I mean, and I tell you, because I have people, they laugh at me, they go, there's no freaking way. Radio,
right.
That's why I know how high, they know how high 97 and Power 105 in New York, they tend to bump heads a lot with each other. I know how they feel first that hit, because,
right.
Wow, that was crazy. Another radio
mm-hmm.
show, they happen to be on live, they had to be on the same time. They wonder why people want to come and listen to their show. And they want to know why everybody's at this show over here. And want to, you know, CMA over here. And so they got the chat room first. That's before the chat. And then, you know, I was putting them in their place in the chat room. Then they called in.
I mean, that chat room was crazy that night. I mean, crazy. Y'all have to understand. When we talk about the chat room, you know, where you can put your chat and everything, there have been some chats that be like, okay, these are adults, right? Oh, how crazy.
Right, you're like,
chat.
Come on now. I mean, that's when we used to ban guests. When we used to shoot, we used to like, you want to sign in? We shooting you. Bam, out the room. Change your BTR pajamas and come in with identification. We used to be old, man, especially because that's when I'm going to open this line too because I think I know what this is because then this brings the whole story together. Hold on, because I think this got to be just last night.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Lord, Ohio player.
We got two of us at least.
Happy fifth anniversary.
Thank you. Oh Lord, I got three of y'all. I got Sweet Mr. Field Lady and Jeff at the same time. Oh Lord, what are we gonna do?
Hey Sweet. Hi Mr.
Hey Jeff. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's good to be heard.
Yes, it is. Hey, all day, every day, believe me. All day, every day.
Oh, Lord. But I was talking because I had a bread over me in line, too. I was about to talk about the moments of what the nickname, some people might not know that listen to the show. And, wow. It's, you know, it's one of the big moments was over on Sweet and Friends with Justin Sweet. They came up with my nicknames.
Double.
A lot of you man over here might not know that's new, but it still resonates.
009 and a half.
Oh yeah, like and a half. Oh wow.
Double 009 and a half. I don't know where they get. It was just a trip, like 00, it's like no, 007, but you got me, I'm 009 and a half.
Well, what did
9
and a half
like,
come in?
What's that supposed to mean? You know, so,
well,
you know,
009 and a
half,
was, you know, that's into 007, you know, he was a white dude. But Teddy, you know, he's black, you know, you got to give him some extra, so he 009 and a half, you know, come on now. And that was like the grown folk show, so you know his 9 and a half was, you know, that grown folk part. So you know, there you go, 009 and a half.
Oh!
And who came up with that? You came up with that, didn't you, Jazz?
Yeah, that was me because he was the security. He was our security.
Our security. Mm-hmm. I used to be on the hall, because I used to be the chat room holding it down. I'd be putting people in their place, acting a fool, like, hey.
You also knew technology better. You knew how to block people and all of that. We didn't know how to do that. You know, we were blonde.
Yeah, we super blonde now. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, we have learned a lot and learned a lot from Teddy. And oh my gosh, that one conversation y'all just heard, that's why some of these shows were in the wee hours of the morning.
It had to be. Oh,
you know,
we got banged.
I mean, especially, you know, and then for their end, that show, when doing those shows, it's a big part of us. I can honestly say that's a big part of what made me feel so comfortable doing the Wednesday shows we do. Because I know everybody knows every Wednesday, Hump Day at the Dust we do. Y'all know that what's coming out of D&T the week now.
He done growed up, Miss Computer Lady.
He done growed up. Remember, NJ sat him in the corner because he wasn't ready. He was a baby, and she said, "Go ahead, sit in the corner,
remember.
Let us teach you something."
Oh, I remember.
Yeah,
honey. I remember. Mm-hmm. I also remember like some of those calls and some of the chat room be like in the wee hours of the morning when the kids weren't supposed to be up, they were kids up. Calling in and everything. We were like, what you bud doing up? You need to be kicked out. You need to be asleep.
But NJ was telling him, shut up and just sit in the corner, said he did. Sit in the corner.
That was NJ.
It almost would be funny, too, because that was back then, too. There were so many people that were going to so many different aliases because they were so ashamed to go, oh, my God.
Right. Remember we had to pass the pastor had to change his mind.
And how about your counterpart, Goofy? We're Goofy Bones.
We're interested in a trilateral group. Where we going at?
I know Goofy is going like, I say, you know, he's a good to do. I'm like, yeah, because he's on speaker, man. I was kind of with him last week because he's actually helping a nonprofit right now for the Wounded Warrior Project. So I helped him. He's getting on his listeners like, I'm not going to do a show tomorrow unless you're going to, unless three people go donate right now. And it wasn't just like, you know, it was just like, hey, I'm trying to punk you. You just, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. When you're a radio personality, utilize your power. And, yes, we joke around. Y'all hear a lot of us right now. We cutting up. But that's something every last one of the people that's on the line right now, that just as much as we cut up, we give you something positive to live off of.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I can get that goal on each of y'all. Miss Computer Lady, of course. You know, she was teaching people. I remember she would teach Sweet how to fix a computer in some ways, and she was
navigated all the way through. I was so amazed how she navigated me.
Yeah, she was like GPS. She was like, hey.
Yes. Yes, amazing. Amazing. You are amazing, this computer lady, in that. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you.
It's inspirational in knowing not to fall asleep on the air with your mic open because people like Goofy Bone
and
me will leave it open and let you snore on the line.
Wait a minute. I did that a couple times on Goofy's show, too. I mean, I didn't mean to. But you know what? Me, Sweet D, when Red Shades are tuning in and all of that, and DJ Snuff so good and Goofy, they were like comrades. But we had to let them know, hey, we Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, 2 o'clock is
right. Shoot.
Especially with Goofy, because Goofy was in Pacific, so he came on. So where he was, it was extra early to him.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, he was just getting started. We was winding down.
Yeah, and trying to stay up and support. We weren't trying to sleep. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Remember some of them shows you listened back to them? You found out how long you were snoring on the air.
You know what? And I keep telling myself, this is bad. You know, some people go and laugh and say, wow, really? I fell asleep on my own show.
So did Sweet.
Everybody probably fell asleep, especially when you do it in late night. I
fell asleep at the last 10 minutes of the show. Man, Sam was called in last 10 minutes, man, and it was just solid with no music. But I kid y'all not. I wake up at the last minute, really the last minute of the show. I wake up and bruise with my ear. 60 seconds. All right, so we're about to run out of the show, y'all, man. We thank y'all for listening to the show, man.
Oh my God! So those
I don't feel bad.
They should just have sleeping, you know, sleeping up.
I fell asleep on my show.
They
should.
Oh my God! Oh, I remember one time, Goofy fell asleep. I was wondering what is going on. I'm barely staying awake.
And like, Goofy, are you woke?
Yeah, are you? Hey, Goofy. I mean, I remember pretty much yelling to the phone, Goofy, okay? I mean, I call the BTR phone. I call his personal line. And good thing he had some help because somebody, I don't know, it was a friend of his or somebody, stepped in and finished off the rest of the show. And I found out later what happened. I thought, oh my goodness, that's a good thing you had somebody there because for about 5 minutes it was like,
ooh. That's all you heard, straight 5 minutes. Oh, you're like,
sleeping shows are funny. I remember putting on this.
Yes,
I said, I'm going to put this music on right now, and I'll be right back. I put that music on, and the next time I woke up, the show was over.
That's why sometimes I put like a 10-minute song, because that'd be me trying to come over here and rest a little bit. All right, about 10 minutes. Let me go ahead.
But everybody has to understand then you have to be on the premium account or whatever. But before they made the changes and we had all the free 2 hour show and we had to get them almost any time we wanted
to be off the chain.
Oh yes. But anyway, you could, if there was something wrong with your show, you had to chance to go back and edit it and make corrections and upload it back up. You can't do that on the free account. I'm so bad.
The chat room was a little bit too easy to get into.
Yeah.
I remember when we first, and then it's funny because Goofy was talking about this on Thursday, it was there, and he was talking about the trial act commission. You know, they came up with a nickname for me too, which was
Baby Potter.
A lot of people just knew that where that came from. Like, what the heck does that mean? Like, there's this whole thing. Like, there was a picture I had when I first started. It was up there, and I had this blue shirt on. And I had a vest over it, but I had my shirt open, my chest up. And, it because the way the light was hitting on me, I was ashy because the way the light was hitting me, it made it like I had baby powder on my chest. So they would keep going, go, Steady J, Baby Powder Fresh, Steady J, my boy Steady Baby Powder Fresh J. You know, he don't have to get all the ladies. He put the baby pad on his chest, and then they just come get him like, wow, you know. So they've been going in on that ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
tell them about Steady J at the club.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Steady had the club.
Hello.
Like, oh, look at our little baby. He grown.
Wow.
Oh, God, I'm in here. Look at me.
Everybody wondering what's going on. We can y'all find it all at home. Like, I already saw people at the club. Yeah, we were clubbing at the house.
We had a great time in Texas. We really did. We had a great time with your family, Cindy.
Yes, we
did.
That was the best barbecue ever.
Been there too. When I went to that place, that was the first time I went with y'all. First time.
Wow.
It was.
Oh, fun. My God.
But that was the most expensive one plate of food I ever had in my life.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you.
AG said, and the drink is extra.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. That was the thing, because I knew the thing is the gym. We're trying to tell them about this. Because okay, the place called Hard A, it's like right by the DFW airport district, whatever. So when you go in there, when you first get your meat, they tell you there's a big old sign on the freaking wall that says, don't let your eyes get bigger than your... Why do we always... We don't never listen to them. Never. We just see how they look good. Let me get that. Let me get that.
Up, okay?
Fetty J had more than enough. He had enough for five people.
Well, you know what? You see, the thing is, the reason why you don't listen because what's the saying? You always do it big in Texas. So, hey.
It's true. It's true. You're right.
Oh, yes, we did do it big in Texas. Yes, we did. We almost weren't ready for Texas, boy.
Wow.
That first night,
wow.
We couldn't miss.
We were the night because of eating that barbecue. I'm like, shoot, I'm going to catch a nap before I go out there. Shoot, that eye was kicking in extra hard. I'm like, oh, no. You got to take a nap. I ain't going to be ready to be turned up this food. And that's why I got my first chance to meet Mo Blue, too. Mo Blue was performing. Yeah, me her tired. I was like, dang, Mo Blue, tall as it.
You're right.
So, yeah, I was like, dang, I thought she was going to take me to the hole. So, it was wild, man. But to kind of acknowledge some other positive things, sweet. You know, one of the things that I learned from her, just period, you know, was she said this phrase all the time. And some people might thought, oh, this is a cute phrase you said in the show, but she used to always say, be free to be who you be. With no restrictions. And
wow, man.
I took that to heart. Like, with that phrase that me was part of what made me open up to the weight and the level I am today, because I took that and I let it run through. That's one of my big things that I live by, is that phrase. And, you know, I just thank you for that, because it really did help me be more comfortable with being myself.
That's
but, they think that I've always been this, crazy, Sonny J, you know, whatever.
He was quiet.
Yeah, he was too quiet. There were times I was like, Sonny, what did you say? Repeat what you said, please. You can't understand what you said. Speak up, babe. Speak up.
Now, Tina really? Riga, I put up me every day. On air, she like, God, did he ever start
that? I'll just be waiting on my return, because I'll be trying to cut City off instead of me talking to her levels and shit. So we just go up. I'll be like, let me just be quiet. Let me wait for him to get through.
Wait, baby, there was a time when you would have said, don't he talk enough? Is he there? Is he going to say anything? Where is he? No, believe me. Enjoy him now. We could hardly get anything out of him. I remember Jessica saying, man, speak up, say something, shoot. Of course, she used another word, but we're not going to.
Go ahead. Look at me. Go ahead.
Love you, Sunny J. Computer lady. Just last night, Marie and everybody else. Okay, I'm out. Love you. Congratulations.
All right.
And many, many, many more. Okay.
Love you, sweet. Love you. Oh, man.
Yeah, I wanted to ask her about the topic.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so we got, you guys, so Tina Reed came a crazy topic for today. Wow, geez. First of all, I want to know, I want you to find that topic.
Well, no, I heard, like, it was an issue in the
What inspired that topic? Somebody got to the goddamn food, because the fact that you came with that topic said something.
It was somebody at one of the schools, and it was a lady who let her son take a small pony backpack to school. And so, you know, kids, they're going to be kids, but they was picking on the little boy. And instead of the teachers, them legends telling the kids to quit picking on them, they asked the little boy to not bring the backpack to school. So I was just, you know, I'm like, would you even, like, because if it's a little boy, I don't, in my opinion, my little boy, he better not be asking me to carry no damn my pony backpack to school. Because I'm going to be like, what the hell are you trying to do with my pony? My pony is for girls.
But, you know what, just piggybacking out there, though, but why should... You know, I mean, it just pisses me off because a lot of the pony thing, that's actually, you know, that's a bigger, that's part of a bigger picture. That's a small part of a bigger picture of something that continually goes on of teachers always, you know, they're picking on, they help the bullying go on more versus stopping it by, you know, embarrassing the kid more than he already is embarrassed because he was picking on him. And so it's just annoying to see that. Like, yeah, I mean, heck, my son, I'm not going to worry about my son taking
just
my little pony back.
Because
I don't care what I got there. I'm like, go, Power Rangers. If I got to see that,
Power
Rangers
is different.
That's in his head. It's going to be there.
Power Rangers is completely different from my pony. Power Rangers have boy and girl characters. My pony, it's all, like, majority female characters. I mean, I understand what they stand for, but at the same time, it's like, it's a female. It's for females. It's just like, would your son say, I want to carry what is that, the strawberry shortcake girl backpack? Are you going to buy your daddy, you know, buy your son a strawberry shortcake backpack?
I don't know.
No,
It depends on the household.
And that's the problem when people are giving their kids too much freedom of expression to express themselves, and that's why everything is going the way it is now. The hell you need a My Pony backpack for? What are you trying to express at school? I know it stands for friendship, but what the hell are you trying to express that you need a female backpack? Do you want them to get your Little Mermaid backpack?
But you know what? That's not even the thing that bothers me. I said it's the fact that let's take a whole other situation to where you know, let's take away the fact that let's put him in a masculine situation where he did something masculine, like for instance, he wore a certain hairstyle to school, like for instance, wearing dreads. I'll use that example. People get sent home because they got dreads in their head. And that's a problem.
No.
No, some schools, no, there was a story about a couple of months ago where a little girl got suspended. I kid you not, got suspended because she was wearing natural hair. And they said something needed to be done to it. And that's the kind of crap that, you know, yeah, the My Little Pony thing, okay, you know, I see where people are going with that. It's the fact that they're doing this across the board no matter what. They're doing that to people no matter what. It's like little stuff, if you're going against the form of what is supposed to be normal, by some, I don't know who said it anymore. Because you can't say, by, you know, I don't know, by, I guess, a corporate record, and I understand that people have to look at, have to look and act a certain way. But we got to get to the point of, hey, I know plenty of thugs in suits every goddamn day.
Well,
if the kid, if the stuff is presentable, you can't knock them. You know, we got kids walking around kids hanging out there. There ain't no problem with that, but at some moment, but y'all make a big deal of somebody that has great grades, and she has dreads in her head. She has dreads, or she has her hair natural. She's got been freaking sent home.
Well, see, no, that's something different. All I'm saying is with that situation, and I don't think that the little boy should have been, you know, should have been disciplined. I think that the bully should have been disciplined, but I think that, I mean, all of it could have been avoided had you sat down and had to talk with your son and let him know, hey, this is a female backpack. You trying to carry a girl's backpack to school. You know people are going to make, I mean, that's just natural. People are going to make fun of you because they think you're gay. You carrying a girl's backpack. But if you feel strongly about this and you feel like this is something you want to do, go for it. Now, me and my little boy, hey, I don't care what the hell. You're going to get a backpack that's for a boy. You not gonna, don't express yourself like that. That's not, you know, you us as parents, we have to train children up and let them know what's right, what's wrong. And him carrying a female backpack, that's wrong. Unless you want him to be gay growing up. Next he's going to be talking about, mother, I want to express myself in dresses. Mother, I want to express my express myself in, with pink hair. Then what? You okay, okay. No, you have to let these kids know this is right. This is wrong. And if, you know, when they get older, if they stray away, then that's different. But as us being parents, that could have been avoided by you letting your son know, no, sweetie, I don't think we're going to carry girls' backpacks to school. Let's try to get you, like you say, some Power Rangers. What about Ninja Turtles? You want SpongeBob? You know, I mean, damn. It's more characters than just my pony. Well, that's just my opinion. Probably I feel strong because I got a boy, so I don't know.
Well, what's your take on that, Miss Computer Lady?
Man,
that's a, for me personally, it's kind of, I mean, the reason why I took the ride ticket, it's not even just about the My Little Pony thing. This is a problem going on. Period. Where no matter what, just because a kid does something that is not normal and following and not going the trend as they want everybody else to do. Even take it, like I said, take it away from a situation that'd be considered gay or whatever. That there's always going to be a problem. And my thing is this, the way that should have been handled, okay, the teacher had a problem with it. You said that you have a conference with the parent and you say what you want to speak your mind, but then you find out what's going on. If that's how the parent chooses to raise their child, then you can't knock it. But find that out first.
You don't take the immediate approach.
Instead, you know, because that was wrong. She should have stopped. She should have said something to them kids. Because you know what's so funny? Here's the funny thing about that, T.
But that mom was
a lot of kids
are people
to take all these gay tags that are women. Your kids be the ones that read. The one that's not, this is crazy. This is what happened in society. The kid who had the My Little Pony backpack, when he grows up, he's not going to be gay, but the people who are calling him gay, they're the ones being gay. It's kind of like when, you know, we got football players, some of these football players that run around acting all tough and stuff, but, you know, behind closed doors, they doing something else. But because
might be the one that's going to be on them talking about, hey, mama, you knew I'd be like this. I've always felt like I was a woman just trapped inside a male's body. You remember when I wanted that My Pony backpack? Fuck that. Shut your ass down. No.
Man, I would have to say that a lot of things going on right now is crazy beyond even my trying to make common sense out of something that you can't make common sense out of. The My Little Pony situation, I will say this. I think this one sentence will explain one of my viewpoints as far as that is concerned. As far as My Little Pony, that was something my niece watched and my niece had the toys for. Another thing, mm-hmm. Thank you. Number one. Number two. How things are handled now, there wasn't any discretion, and there should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill, and that's happening too many times with too many situations. If you're finding out everything, whether you should or shouldn't, one of the main mediums you're finding it out is not necessarily word of mouth, believe it or not, social media.
Right.
Because you got to watch yourself. Anything put on social media can either make you or break you, embarrass you, whatever. And when this got out, you know a whole lot of people were sharing this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first it was, you know, you went to wherever to find out the information and then go on social media. No, you go on social media first, find out.
Exactly.
But what happened is some of these news sources, radio, whatever, they only had to put tidbits of it because they have to have a presence, you know, on social media in order to gain the attraction that they seek or whatever. It's not always news, and that's unfortunate. But you know me, I had to throw a technology thing in here somehow to this whole equation. I was trying not to, but I can't help myself. But, okay, no, I'm not a parent. I'm an auntie. Because I can hear the argument now. If you were a parent, you would know blah, 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 blah. You're right. No, I don't. But I do know this. What you do in front of kids, they're going to mimic it. You're going to wonder why.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. Because, like, what you said, what you do in front of kids is going to play a part. Like, a lot of times, like, a lot of people are not, how can I put it? Like, just letting the kids grow up way too fast. You know, like, you watch, especially now, in front of social media, and so now they get into it. What's making it even at a faster rate now, because now it's getting recorded on videos, and it's being put on YouTube, and then they're getting famous, and they're like, oh, I'm getting famous, you know, oh, that's supposed to be, I'm cool, oh, look, this is cool, and now we're showing that now because you're making it sound cool, it's sound like it's becoming an accepted behavior, and so, you know, you got little three-year-old girls twerking on the goddamn YouTube video, but they can't make it halfway to the ABCs, and that just amazing.
That shocks me. There was one I saw today. I was like, you aren't even 10 years old yet, and you're dancing like a grown woman.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, and my thing is this. Who recorded this? Why did you record it? Not only why did you record it, why did you post it on Facebook?
Yeah, and then the same people that go, oh, look, that's my baby. You know, they corrupt because they try getting famous for doing something that, you know, this is a phrase that they say about it. Are they laughing with you? Not only are they not laughing with you, they're also having
where our answers are turning over in their graves, like, we died for this.
Yeah, that's the main thing, because I saw Instagram, like, it was one of the people I'm following, a friend from high school, and she uploaded a picture of her daughter, and oh, you know, her daughter was twerking, and I guess it bothers me because I don't know. I guess when girls, they're supposed to be carried. You know, when I grew up, when I was growing up, it was always like ladies are, you know, we're supposed to be seen, not heard, all that good shit. So
yeah,
girl, she was just twerking, and then you recording her from the back. So how many perverts you think, you know, are getting a glimpse of this, who's taking it out of context to, you know, to females, is just simply, okay, a twerking. But to a guy, to be honest, some guys envision about how the people are bossing on their piece. That's just being real. So you got your little 8-year-old daughter, 9-year-old daughter twerking, and you got this 40-year-old perv wondering how can she really do it on the dick. And, you know, I mean, you do got perverts thought out there. Let's not act like, you know, that shit don't exist. So I'm not with, I guess I'm a little old school with mine. Hello, girl.
It's also the level of thought process the parent puts in your mind before you leave that house. You know, the phrase they tell you, when you leave the house, remember you represent me. You know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. I remember
but
that.
But people don't believe that guy, you know, whatever. Remember, if you leave the house ratchet, he's going to be, you know, whatever. It's craziness. And guy friends are not going to sit here and play, oh, my God, same thing. Never done anything. Like, for instance, I remember, heck, back in the middle school dancing, you used to try to sneak behind a girl, dance with a girl. But in a sense, it was kind of innocent. It was kind of innocent, too. But, you know, yeah, I thought about girls, but, you know, it was a shocker to some people that listen to the show. What? Are you serious? No, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20 years old. 20 years old. Contrary to belief, a lot of people who's out in high school, a lot of people
that. That's good, Sadie.
And that's the thing. Like, it has to be instilled in your, it has to be instilled in your mind, and instilled in their mind until they're sitting. You know, they got to take more of a proactive approach. You understand, like, because of the economy, you know, parents got to work longer hours and whatnot. But heck, man, that's why it's so important. If you don't have, you know, if you don't have the situation to be able to do that, you got to do something like go, you know, get a job, you know, use a job and then go to school so you can make more money for it. Because now you got a family, you got to take more responsibility. If you're not able to find something to be able to handle that, then do, because, like, that's probably made me strong. My parents, man, they were, wow, they were just tremendous, man. So many hearts. I've seen them from down all the way to where we are now, just all different sections, up and down. And, yeah, it was not really perfect, but, you know, what I loved was, in the day, they always just stood with us, good values, and they always instilled us that, hey, no matter what I tell you, no matter if I give you a whipping or whatever, I still love you and whatever. And our family dynamic, that's a problem these days, too. A lot of these family dynamics are not there anymore. And it's a lot of that. It's absent. It's not a lot of strong family dynamics. People don't, you know, I think that every little kid should experience eating at the dinner table with their parents. Yeah, you're older, you might not eat at the dinner table for a single. You get the dinner table, it's an experience that, you know, you will never forget. It'll play a big part of you.
Yeah, you're right. But see, you go back to you saying about, like, just to go back to the topic about, you know, my ponyback situation, you know, your parents are instilling different type of values, you know, in you. They're not just letting you be out here carefree, you know, doing whatever they showing you right, you know, from wrong. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Look, this brings me to another topic. Did you hear about the little 13-year-old that came up missing for 3 days and returned home?
No, I didn't
hear about that one.
Did not hear about that one.
Okay, it was a 13-year-old little girl. She left home for 3 days, and she came home after 3 days in a miniskirt. The parents whooped her and recorded it and put it on, you know, the social sites or not. The daddy was pulling her hair and stuff, whooping her butt, and the mama was cursing.
Oh, that video. I saw that video.
You did? Okay. So my thing of it is, like, I mean, because I say, I'm like, I'm the kid that's in the middle of it. It's like, you think you want to be grown, then, shit, I'm going to treat you like you're grown. But then at the same time, I think that it shouldn't have been recorded and uploaded. Because what you do in your own house, to me, I was raised like this. But go on in my house, stay in my house. Don't you let
shit
come out of here. Whatever going on, that don't come out of this house.
Mm-hmm.
So to record it is one thing. Like, she needed her ass whooped. Because what kind of parenting skills they got out going on to make her even think she could stay missing for 3 days? Do you really think you can? So I would have beat the hell out of her. But I think she just took it a little far putting it on social media. She would have got that ass beat, though.
But that's becoming a regular thing, too. See, like, you keep seeing this, like, I remember that one time in little girls, there was the two little girls that was twerking, and their dad gave them a whoop and put a video up on one star. And yeah, I understand what you're talking about. But I think, like I said, I think that the video
in the background, she was talking about,
that was a little bit too much. Hey, especially, he got to think from a perspective, you know. Give you because when you give them the video, it makes it feel like you're enjoying giving them a whooping. And you know when your parents give a whooping, they say it's gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me. They used to say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you like, how the heck is gonna hurt you more than hurt me?
Thank you.
Well, my behind gets hurt. You're like, that hurt. How does it not hurt? You know, whatever. But The kid was acting up at school, and so he wouldn't, because he was trying to cut for attention. So what you did instead was you cut his hair, this crazy haircut. You were doing a video showing you do it, and then embarrassing on all these social sites and whatnot. And to me, I understand the action, okay, as a parent, how you raise your kid. I can't tell you how to raise your kid. But I can say this, the video thing is a little bit too much. Y'all compassionate fool, everything does not need to go viral.
Yeah,
it does not need to be viral.
That shit do not need to go viral because that's straight legal action right there. But look at me.
Mm-hmm.
But for real, like, but then I do understand parents' point. I guess I'm, coming from a parent, because if you feel like you did this to be bad and bold on social site and be seen on social site, your ass need to be embarrassed on social site, you know. But at the same time, you got legal actions you got to worry about. So you got to, you know, be mindful of what you upload. But me. You want to embarrass me?
Right.
Embarrass
get
me
the women behind closed doors. God dang it.
Huh?
They say it's to give the women behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It don't need to be in the video. It just need to be get the women behind closed doors and keep it moving. And the thing is, you got it. There's somebody, besides to Judy, she says it all the time because she's a psych major and she would say this all the time. Hey, you gotta get positive reinforcement to have somebody want to have good behavior. And I think that's a problem too. That how do we teach a kid to utilize their energy? That okay, it's something they're doing. Pay attention. Yes, they're doing something bad, but you can always take a lesson from that. Like if he wants to be seen and heard so bad, yeah, he should be in trouble for the act he did in school. But maybe you need to help them be constructive of their energy. And roll these behind some acting classes or something.
Yeah.
Because obviously he wants to, so that way now him trying to get attention, he'll
you're going to focus that in a positive mindset. And when you give kids something extra to do to keep them out of trouble, it's going to do great in other places, like in school, better grades and all that, better behavior, because you give them something for it, because they're going to want to act right, because now you're giving them something to look forward to do that they love to do that's positive. So I think that's missing a lot too. We go straight to the whooping and don't figure out solutions. Whoopings are solutions. Whoopings are punishment for what you did, but whoopings aren't the solution.
Exactly.
They're the complete solution.
My little boy with him, I give him three. Like I'm not lenient with him because he gets pretty mature, but at the same time, it's like I'm the type. I'm with him. I'm like, I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong. I'm gonna tell you what's right. I'm gonna talk to you. But if I'm telling you the same thing and you're not understanding what's right and what's wrong, then I gotta go to that belt on your ass because you maybe that's gonna help you get it. I'm a firm believer, like, whooping with me is always the last option. I'm the type of person, I don't want my child to grow up thinking that he deserves to be hit on, you know? So I talk to mine. But if you feel like they're talking ain't helping, I can't be, no, you know, I got to go get that belt in action. But with him, talking more works, though, with him. If you let mine know how his actions are affecting his future and his life, he'd be pretty cool. But I think it's a lot of parents out here that's not taking the time to, you know, actually understand their child. It's like, oh, I heard you, boom, mm-hmm. That's it. But you got to see, you know, for what works for your child. But with that instance with the 13-year-old, I kind of think that she just needed a little more guidance growing up because somewhere down the line something didn't go right. And I kind of blame the parents. Because of the simple fact, if your daughter is getting everything that she needs at home, it wouldn't be a reason for her to. Who comes up missing at 13-year-old? Who the hell come up missing for three days at 13? Is something going on in that household?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
All right. So hold on. What I'm gonna do? I see you call us from 424. I'm gonna open your line. We're gonna go to a music break and then. Heck, we're gonna get some more. I see people calling in and want to show some love. We're gonna allow you to do so. But we'll go to the song break. See if my girl is in the building. My girl, Miss Confucius, is in the building. I gotta play this one song just for her. You know, shout out to that. I gotta play this song just for her. And she liked this song last. I think I don't know if I played this song while she was here. The other day, I forget. I wonder if I played it during the hour, but we're going to find out in a second. We're going to go to this track by my boy Key Harper. This is a class. That was another classic moment because wasn't he like fishing or something like when he was doing the interview with me? See, that's if I'm not mistaken, I think he was out fishing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was, oh, gosh, where was he? He was, doing an outing with his son, and it still was a good interview, but it goes to show you sometimes you have life situations that happen, but, you know, was able to be worked out because, and a lot of people don't understand, too. Man, sometimes when you're trying to do these interviews, and it don't quite work out the way you think. And then you got to reschedule. I'm like, okay, I'm not getting paid for this.
Sometimes you just let it work, Lord. Yeah. All right, so
where is my royalty? Where is my royalty check?
So yes, yeah, here we go, y'all. This is another great song. Man, I love this song. I like it. It's like nice and smooth. It set the mood, but you know, it kind of is real slick about it. And does you know? I'm gonna tell that story. I'm like, he running some game on this song, y'all. Y'all got to listen really close. It's a classic track on the show. This is T Hawk and Quiet Time. We come back to them right here on 5th anniversary of Life in the Duck Live. Maybe I can call in too at 347-202-0389, climb with us and whatnot. We'll be back.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired.
It's been a long week, baby. Hey, oh, yeah.
Feeling kind of worn down. Let me take you to the
feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby, baby.
To a private getaway, reignite
your time. We gotta get away. I wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, 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 baby, baby. Woo! I wanna relax your mind. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. Your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 baby.
Cause
it's been a long week, baby. Hey, 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 yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the quiet time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you. Brown eyes. Hey, baby, 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 just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, baby. Good night.
All right, Mr. PLA, I know you was feeling that song. It's my feeling. I'm like, ooh. Yes, quiet time, man. Y'all gotta sneak in, find it out, and yeah, find out why people love it.
Yeah,
yo, support Key Hopper, man. He got some heat over there.
Yes, he does. Need to say he. Let's see, two quick things, and then I'm going to have to go to the city. He's been all just about all over BTR.
Yeah.
As far as indie artists, I don't know too many indie artists, and I'll be honest, who has been interviewed on a lot of BTR shows with Q Harper. You can even put Q Harper in the search box for BTR, and you will see how many interviews he's been on.
Yes.
Yeah, he was on mine several times. Let's see, yours, Goofy, Smelly's, Trill Talk,
Sweet.
Let's see, Sweet, yes. The Delicious Everything Divas, Woman's Worth, when Planet Queens West and I. Because she's been wanting to interview him for the longest, and oh, he's been around just that. And the question earlier about Trilal Radio, I think Smelly's trying to bring that back. Cause I remember
he talked about that on the show before most recently.
Right. See, I can name the original ones if I remember correctly. Let's see, it was Steady J, of course, it was Goofy. It was Ms. Tasha Triple X. She's a missus now. Tasha Triple X.
Yes, that's all I know, missus.
Right. Let's see, Mal. And IB.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get everybody?
Yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah, that was like the first set of the Trilateral Radio Commission. And then after that, you had Heavenly Angel. And then Sinai. And then this, I still thank you and Goofy to this day for me and Goofy. So thank you for that, because the time after my mom passed, I think a couple months later, y'all included me in the Trilateral Radio Commission. And I, to this day, am very appreciative of that.
Oh, no problem. It's a blessing, man. You touch on something too, man. We've had a lot of radio show family pass away, and it's great to see the dynamic of all these radio hosts coming together to show love. Some of them even traveling to the people's funerals and whatnot.
Yeah,
it's just beautiful to see that. You know, a lot of people take this for granted that, hey, always just hearing the radio. But it's much bigger than people think. And if you think about it, these FM and AM radio stations, they weren't on the internet yet. And that's why they're fighting so hard to get the internet, because they see that, wow, oh my God, these podcasts and whatnot, they got to figure it out. We had to jump on them because we figured. Because now people often stick to just the radio airwaves in your area. You can listen to you and not just syndicate it to whatever. People from all over the world can listen to your show. And that's the beauty. And, hey, that being said, we got another special caller. I'm going to say who they are for everybody. From the 424, who we got in the building.
Okay.
We got Kay from the Kay and Kareem Show.
Hey,
Kay. Hi, Amber. I missed you. Hey, I can't believe I missed you.
I missed you
too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, my girl.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I miss you. Now, you're talking about he's doing the Spreaker thing.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he caused trouble.
I'm like, okay, that was a real long talk.
As he caused up here.
All we need is Smelly. We need red shades. Of course, we can't go anywhere without our boo. And then we need every sweet up in this room ready to bow down. We need to get, where's Maddie at?
Oh, she was in earlier.
Oh, really?
Yes, we were there earlier. Jeff was there earlier. Kind of with us.
Mm-hmm.
I know Maddie was here the other day.
Oh,
okay. He was, you know, after his usual, he was there at Motocon, up to no good. He was doing the usual.
Whatever happened to
I'm
Marcus
good.
Boston?
All right. You said what happened to who?
Marcus Boston. Whatever happened to Marcus Boston, you remember when he would call in Mr. Pastor, and then we would be talking about everything under the sun that was abomination, and he couldn't even hang up, though, because he'd be really addicted, like, oh, Lord, help me. Marcus Boston in Chicago, his show.
You know, I haven't seen his stuff come across the thing.
And
there
was Coach K.
Serious?
Remember, there was Coach K, too.
Mm-hmm, Coach K. I remember that.
The Bloody Vampire.
The Love
Oh man,
that is classic. Only your wife that does live, you get that exclusive discussion about what's a book. What's a guy? You got for the people that don't know, what's a Bloody Vampire? Because I told that joke to somebody one day, and they died. They literally died laughing at this episode.
Right. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. So,
You got to tell listeners what the Bloody Vampire is.
Yeah.
What the heck is a Bloody Vampire?
Well, that's for another topic. This one was more positive, so we won't get into what that really was about, that whole little thing that Sweet D came up with. Oh, man. So all I know is if
Kay,
you want to go on a blind date with certain people.
You wouldn't hold nothing back.
Of course, you know, I wouldn't hold anything back. But, you know,
nah, it's
Sadie's fifth anniversary. And I'm trying to be to be conservative for Sadie, you know. But it's going to have to be.
Yeah, I know.
Conservative?
But for all of his listeners who are out there, Coach K was a pervert who wanted to come to Las Vegas and eat me out while I was on my period, and that's why we call him the Bloody Vampire. So I'm just going to put it up there. And there it is.
Yeah, now that's conservative. I will agree. That was
conservative. Really going in the way you really said that? Yeah, that was conservative. Yeah, that was considered conservative, but it was really good.
Well, I asked the man for roses, and he offered his song, and I'm like, dude, I'm on that. And he's like, I don't mind. Hey, I'm still hungry. And that's when Sweet D was like, what is he, a bloody vampire?
One of the big moments about you, a lot of people, when they first get the chance to meet you in person, they're like, oh, my gosh, she's just so beautiful. You know, I remember cause that was when they were doing all the shows live from they were doing all the shows all day live from Vegas. And, you know, of course, they were, everybody was like, oh, my God, Kay, we met Kay. Oh, my God, she's just so fun. And this, that, and the other. And it was just hilarious. And I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
we showed the whole crew.
I thought Sadie James was coming.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, we showed the whole crew. And we showed the whole crew a good time. Sweet came to my house. She stayed with me. And she left me with a beautiful scarf and some smell-good oils. And Goofy and Smelly, like, they were very hospitable when we went over to their hotel room to pick them up and take them out so he could stream live for you guys. And we really all had a really great time. As a matter of fact, about a week after that, Juicy sent her friends to Las Vegas to me and told me to take care of them, and I did, too, for about 3 or 4 days. Yep. So I look out for people. If you come to Vegas, then I definitely will not shy away. I always have people's back.
I got to make sure to schedule a trip to Vegas real soon, man.
I got her already in my head when I make it to Vegas. All I'm trying to do is go to that tall building and just bungee jump from it. I don't know what the name of it, but that's all I want to do. Yes, if it's from that building, they say it's the tallest building, and you just jump, you bungee jump from it. And it looks like you're going to fall into the cars.
You.
So right before you
hit
the cars, it's like, pow! Oh.
Nah, I'll
see
She's about crazy.
Really?
Yeah. She is crazy. Now, I think y'all run into somebody else crazy. Because you out there. You pretty.
You heard what I said when she said she wanted to bungee jump. I said, I like her. I said, I like her. She's a thrill seeker. She's talking about bungee jumping. I like her already.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be quiet, and then she'll come out and say something like, you're like, whoa, you don't know which age. It's like scary because you get all kind of the dimensions of tea, Marie. You get, sometimes she goes, she'll be, don't be having your boy come the little pony backpack. And then she'll have this, there'll be another definition of her, which I got this little son on Wednesday to hear about them. She was talking, all of a sudden, ladies, let's talk about how you can make your vagina more tastier.
What?
Like, what? She has like 360.
I'm
feeling a whole 360 on
you. I like 10 different, I transform everything. I be looking like on my social sites. I say, these people probably think I'm crazy as hell because I post something. Oh, you should always tell girls how pretty they are. Then I'm talking about, oh, I'm in the sun. I got a Ford.
Yes, it's like, whoa. It gets real quick. You're like, whoa. We're talking about what today? It's like, yeah, ladies, you got to do this. And then all the naughty moments of the week. Oh, yeah. Y'all heard, because here's the thing. It's how shy we are. You know, this is reality radio here because we will share some of our most intimate moments that we've had on live with you guys that be wild as hell. But
yeah.
that's what you get with this show. Like, we're trying to be transparent with y'all and just really share how we just really share a piece of us.
A little too transparent at times.
Sometimes we so dang transparent, we turn the Casper in this mood. Like, oh, God.
Man.
The reason why I personally do it is because when I interview a guest, I want them to know that when I interview them, I'm a dig good because I put my own stuff out there in the street. So if I put my own stuff in the street, I'm going to be good at digging on you, too. You know, some of these people that rip these artists and rip these people that they have on their show, they, you know, some of these people that interview them, you know, they act like angels or stuff. And, yes, I don't see my thing. But then and you find out, whoa, this person, and you got to find out in the tabloid, but this person, like, doing the craziest stuff in the world. So, hey, that's the beauty, man. Now, I'm trying to think of another K moment that's going off of, just going off some positive moments for her. Like, she's one of the people that really was, she was very supportive. She would hit me up after the show, some of the shows, and you know, she was so encouraging, and just the love you felt from her, it's the love you felt from UK, it was genuine, it wasn't, that's why I loved about you. It wasn't that, hey, what can I get out of SETI, let's figure this out, I got to hit up, I got to figure out how to get out of here. It was, she strictly would hit me up just because she wanted to make sure I was good. It wasn't, I had to be sad or whatnot. I could be in the most triumphant mode ever, and she still be in the up. And that's the thing, man. People don't realize, like I say, radio family, that's what I mean. Like, you or another one of those people that just genuinely cared about not just Teddy J, the radio host, but Cedric Collier, the person. And it was just such a great feeling of that. And Kay, you just understand that
you know, you're another dynamic, man, that is, that's important to them like that. I'm very glad that you're a part of it. So, yes. But,
okay, I told Goofy you said, hey.
And I'm going over there to finish too and go harass him. All right, so hold on, y'all. Let me get this order of business out the way. We just order of business. So now we going. So hold on, y'all. Guys, we got about 20 more minutes. 20 for those of y'all that don't speak City J slang. We got about 20 minutes, and what we're gonna do right now? I'm gonna call a lucky person to give this giveaway to. So let's see how this make it do what it do. Hold on, we're going to call him live. Okay, let's see if we can get him.
Okay.
Oh, man, hold up. Let's try again. Hold up. All right. Hold up. I'm an idiot. Y'all don't mind me, y'all. I just did something really stupid and just thought about it. Don't mind me. All right, let me fix this. Here we go. Bam. Bam. Call it one more try one more time. Dallin. There we go. All right, let's call this person now.
I should have pranked. Now let me stop.
Hello?
Yes, may I please speak to Sly Coop, please?
Who is this?
I'm about to give you some very special to say right here. This is Sadie J. And Sly, I want to go ahead and award you with the Life After Dusk Live 5th Anniversary Package. So we're going to give you a hand for that, bro.
Congratulations.
So, I appreciate you for calling in to the show last Tuesday to talk about it, to help with talking our topic. And you were one of the people that won one of the digital copies. And, of course, we had to give you, so, you know, I went through it, so let me randomly pick somebody. And then, shoot, you know, calling you, man. We appreciate your support.
Man, already no problem, man. Already.
Over there, I believe he might be caked up, but we missed him.
Nah, dude, I'm taking you a break.
He's over there doing, I was thinking some full gym to somebody. You a baby.
I know it's too late for the bill collector to call.
They trying to cuddle and get ready for tomorrow. You fucking up their pillow tight.
Yes, okay, I had to sneak up on the least expected, but, man, let me remind you what you're getting, man. Let me remind you. So you'll get a copy of the new issue of Him and Canvas, issue number 7, which right now I'm looking at right now, and it was great, 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 great. Yeah. You know, that's shameless plugging because it's my magazine, but whatever. You're getting a print copy of BX25 issue number 9, which you guys read that one too. Oh Lord, the woman and man. Shout out to Don Love and the cop outfit, Lord. then you're getting an autographed poster of Mala Angela, and that's what Mala Angela got. The gray mask, you know, duct tape board. Yeah, that one's pretty high. It's on my wall right now, and it's looking pretty high. And then you got the other one, which is my co-host, the Moses, who's on with me right now. Tina Reed, that's the one, the bubble bath. So you get an autograph poster of her, too. So.
You get the last poster, boo. The last poster. Let me quit.
Hey, I'm going to make sure I put some stains on that for you, you know?
It's only right.
All right, so don't make sure to get on black, white, and go check in the wall, and, you know, and then make sure everything is okay, you know. We're getting no black, white, and go, whoa, what happened to the poster?
I'm a good shot.
But again, man, I thank you for the support, man. You know, you've been, you know, you supported Angela now, man. That's heavy. I mean, going back on part of the 5 year history of the shows and stuff. You play Instagram part too because you were part of the song battle, and you actually
won
your own song battles. And that was, man, that was, people don't realize the song battles, man. Hey, it'll let you know how heavy your fans were coming back for you. And this dude had people calling from goddamn Russia. just to call the social support to him. So that's big, man. And, you know, what I loved about it was, too, you weren't just one of those people, okay, oh, yeah, all right, I got my song on the show. And then I got, and then, you know, I did an interview, that's it. You know, I ain't got to support the show. I just show up and I want to show up. But you are another intricate part of the family, the extended family, because you're one of those people that listen to the show. You share your opinions on the show. So that's the thing, man. And people don't realize that this show is here for the independent artists. All these shows, Monday through Thursday, is for y'all. And what I like about you is you're another one of those artists that, you know, these people are playing my music. Why not show them love? And to me, I appreciate that, and it's definitely an honor to be able to give you this package, man. So definitely,
man,
again, man, congratulations, and I appreciate the love you've already shown, man.
Man, it ain't even at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, we there for each other. I'm checking in tomorrow, too. You know what I'm saying? It's going bad. I got new stuff I'm working on, too. So, you know, it's nothing but, you know, nothing but love, and it's going to get bigger and better. I'm looking forward to it.
Most
definitely,
man. Thank you
for your support. Thank you for calling in, and, you know, thank you for being a part of the Life After Dust Live family.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, y'all stay doing y'all thing, because y'all giving us independent artists and platform so where people can really, you know, check us out, you know, that are outside of our, you know, normal demographic, I guess you would say, you know what I'm saying, as far as thinking outside the box, you know, because, like you said, people from Russia, man, they're not pulling the fucking shit up, man, but people from Russia, you feeling music from out here in Houston, Texas. So that's something beautiful right there.
Yeah, so you, again, man, I thank you for your support. Definitely, you're gonna enjoy it. Because, I mean, hey, it's crazy because when I wake up in the morning, I can see the goddamn posters on the wall. I'm like, oh, like, it's scary. Every morning I wake up and I see, it's like T. Marie. He's like, T-Rex stared down and be like, good morning, Cindy. How you doing? I'm like, whoa, okay, good morning, you too. So,
morning,
yes, man.
You shut up, Cindy. Cindy of this. Well, I hope you enjoy the post. I really do. I don't want to know what you plan. You know, that.
you go, man. Yeah, that post is going to make you feel like what's the from what OC vegan? You going to want to take so many baths and showers after that? Oh, man, I'm saying she's taking a bubble bath. I'm going to take a bubble bath right now.
Man, look, you know me. I examine my little pictures like hard. I saw the little, but like if you notice, you'll see. Let me hush. Anyway, no, I'm not.
Uh-oh.
It's some of the little stuff. Like, and I'm like, yeah, you can, if you pay attention, it's like, yeah, you're dripping off. Anyway, go ahead.
When you run into a slide, you got to give her a hard time. Because you're all fellow Houstonians.
Oh, yeah, especially getting stoned. I'm going to have to go ahead and get on there just because my boy hit me. Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and twist one up. Trying to get slouchy.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you go to sleep. Look at me trying to get him off the line. You go to sleep. Have a good night, boo, and we're going to be sending you your stuff.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And yeah, keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Already.
Said, you going to be in timeout.
Why am I going to be in timeout? What do I do right?
Your ass always doing something. If it ain't one thing,
I'm just doing what I do, man.
Talking about she's staring down at everyone and like, what is that?
Shut the fuck up. It's already crazy. I don't even know the whole thing is weird. It's like because the way it is, it's like, you know, I wake up and it's like, what the heck? I mean, because it's in like direct view. And when I wake up, I'm like, oh, okay, the pose is up there. How can you forget the pose? When you're halfway asleep, you forget stuff. You're like,
yeah, you're right. I'm with you.
Who's the pose is staring at me? Oh, that's the pose is up there.
You are silly. Yeah, I need to do. I'm working on my next set of posters.
Yes, yes. I know. Can you stop this one? I don't know.
It sure gets better. And you saw it. I don't know if you saw the picture. Yeah, I think you did. The picture I posted with me in the black dress. That picture was so freaking hot. I was like, oh, that could have been a poster. But, yeah. But, yeah, that one, because that one is, oh, then I got one. Well, I don't have it, unfortunately, but one that I picked, it's like a real teaser because it show you, like, my back. And it show you, like, the crack of my butt, but it just don't show you, like, everything. So you like, damn, what the rest of the damn picture? But it was hot, but I don't know what happened to that one.
Yeah, you got some hot ones in, you got some hot pictures in issue one. Ooh, issue one, that was pretty hot, too.
But each one get better. So I think my next posters are going to be better.
That's how I be. That's how it's like everything you do, you gotta get better at what you do. Like,
if I'm doing it and I ain't getting better, it's like, what the hell you doing it for? I like to learn daily. So.
And that's why I'm a Miss Computer Lady. She's not one that keep on just. You know, what I like about you, Miss Computer Lady, is you like the you play everything in layman's terms with everybody. When you talk to you know you're very knowledgeable about technology and whatnot. But when people talk to you, it's like talking to the homegirl that you're cool with, who knows about technology, who would tell you all this different stuff. Okay, let's talk about Windows 7 versus Windows 8. You're like, oh, okay, you know, and she would break it down to where it don't sound like it's going over your head. Like, what the heck is she talking about?
Relatable, yeah. But people like people who they can relate to. If you can,
no
I can't relate to you, then how can I connect with you? So,
mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's cool. Yeah.
But I appreciate that. Thank you both very much. And I got caught. I said I had to leave early.
And I was wondering because I didn't even know you were still on the line. I said that she said she had to leave. But thank you. You
I was looking at her line like she said she had to leave and she's still right there.
You know what? Guilty as charged. I don't know. I never could. See, this is why it is so much fun and, you know, we're such a family. We all said, hey, you know, I got to bounce, whatever. I got to do what I got to do. You still on? I thought you had to bounce. Oh, well, hey. They'll be
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, we do that a lot. You used to kid me. Like, that was a great thing about when I started first about working Saturdays a little bit. I got a chance to like really listen to your shows on Saturday mornings and whatnot. Because it's driving me nuts. Mr. Pill Lady coming on, bro. I got to get freaking work, but I don't want to camp Saturday morning. But,
yeah, it'll be Saturday morning for
him.
Right, and you know all the and I know it's about time to wind up, but you know, all the different times. And sometimes the next day, one way or another.
Yeah, but that was up every time, 12:30. I was up. I mean, it's crazy. I'm a late sleeper. But for some reason, on Saturdays, I like waking up early. I don't know, maybe because it's just my mind just say,
school. I ain't got to go to work, so I just want to wake up early now on Saturday. It just gets real.
Wow.
So,
and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. We got another person calling in. We got by Tree.
You don't hang in computer?
I know who that is. That's the one and only, the man who we just gave a copy of his magazine. Can we just get a copy of his magazine out? That's issue number 9. When y'all go copy it. Y'all can find out when it's out. Just go to px25vixens.com. Yeah, that was one of the prizes we gave away. So I know that's got to be the man himself, Bernardo D. Am I correct?
Yes. What's going on, everybody?
What's up,
bro?
How are you?
I want to give you congratulations. 5 years, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you a shout out. Want to give you thanks for helping me start the BX25 Vixens Radio. Without you, I don't know. Probably wouldn't happen.
Man, it's no problem, man. That goes to the history of this show. Before I started, they said they was like Sweet was talking about earlier. I went to a lot of other shows and I was showing them, and that was like before I, because I knew I was going to start a show, but you know, just getting comfortable, running around, learning to other people. Like I learned how to interact with everybody on a deeper level. And how the dynamic of how everybody helped me to be able to be, everybody played a part of me becoming the host I am today. And for me, you know, people take that for granted. Not, you know, when somebody gave you a gift, utilize the gift that you get in order to help others too. So if somebody helped me when I first got started, so why not help somebody else? And you were one of the people that's been there for a long time as well. And why not, man? It was just great. For me, it was a great experience because it was a chance for me to my gift to give back and help somebody do a great thing. Just learn from what some of the things I've went through.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to give you a shout out and say keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for giving out BX25 Vixens. That makes me happy because, you know, like, wow, somebody going to give out my magazine. Like, wow.
How cool is that? Look at me. How cool is that?
Nah, man, I mean, that's just how we got to do that, man. Like, a lot of times, a lot of people don't reach into their own areas of, you know, supporting their own when it's something that it's a product that people need/want, so why not, man, and reach back in and support your own. And
definitely,
that's the way we grow. So no problem, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, the girl is finishing issue 10, and the guy's going to enjoy it.
As we come to a close, that bridge was beside my goddamn man. we come to a close. I want to thank everybody that came through. Miss Computer Lady, Ronaldo D, Sweet D Love, Just Last Night, Sly Coop. A lot of people listen to the show throughout the night, too. And listen to the archive. And when you listen to the archives too, thank you as well, because that's another thing to touch off of. As far as I can leave anything with everybody within these 5 years, remember, if you're on Blog Talk and stuff, or any of these platforms like this, remember that's the power of it. It's podcasting, so people can always listen back. You know, and a lot of people, y'all take it for granted. Because everybody's not always there live. But you'll be surprised to me, and I think you should really start thinking about this too, people, that when people are listening to your show,
after it's not live, that says something about your show. The fact that they think that your show is worth going back to listen to, even when it's not live, says something.
Yeah, I see my number.
I agree.
It's mostly from archives versus live.
Yes, that's been, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that. You got to be sadly mistaken. You think that, you know, especially if you come, if you're a late nighter, you'll learn that. I mean, sometimes it's like, well, a bunch of you come out of nowhere when it's live, but most of the time, a lot of your love comes from the people that listen back to the show, man. Because then they get a chance, because now they can listen back to it. They can share it with other people, listen back to it. It's the beauty of sharing the podcast, and don't take that for granted. Anything I learned in the 5 years, I can share it. That's something that anybody can use. That is that.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I agree with them. Because for a lot of us who are still around, we have to admit, we're thankful for those that downloaded our show. Sometimes you'd be surprised who's really tuning in. And when you see even love for your show, as you said, even when it's not live, it's worth it.
Yeah, it scares me sometimes. Because you know what scares me sometimes, too, when a celebrity comes up to, oh, I listen to your show, and it's like, huh? Like, it scares the crap. And not just them to say that they were naming something that happened on your show. And you go, oh, okay, person really listened to my show. Or like when the when the radio personalities that listen to the show, that's in the AM, FM world, they just see your show and love it and show support for it. That's big, you know.
Right.
Two of the local radio stations is one DJ from 979, the Beat Year. Shout out to him, M. Scrum. And then my boy Chris Cole from K104, he shows a lot of love. Like it's just so amazing to hear that they're in the FM world, which everybody, you know, praises. And they show so much love. And I was checking in. Oh my God, man! I'm glad to still see you doing your show. It's a great, intricate part of helping the community do what they need to do. And you don't understand how much of a big part you are in this world of radio. And it's great to hear that, man, from like people that's in FM telling you that. So you never know, people.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. Shoot. That being said, if y'all miss any parts of the show, simply all you got to do is go to thespot.com, and you go there, you can go. There's a nice little video. If you're on the mobile player, go to the mobile site. There's a drop-down menu. Bam says Dustfire Radio. Go there. You can listen to the shows there. There's one. If you're on the computer, you can go to the homepage, dustfire.com, and right there, there's a player to listen to from there. If you other ways listen to the show, iTunes, search it on iTunes, simply type in Dustfire Radio Network. And you can subscribe to it for free and keep up the show. Other ways as well, another way, off the Yard Pod. Search that in the Play Store or Google Play Store. And you can listen to the show that way conveniently. So there you go, people. We rolling on out, man. It's a blessing to look back exactly 5 years ago on this day. Was when I did my first show, and man, it's great to have you guys called in and just show them love and tea. I'm glad you're my co-host, and I hope God has continued to bless me to have you for a very long time.
Thank you, Betty. You also. I'm honored.
Yes, and y'all, reminding y'all in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Or oh, there's a
T. Or
oh, there's a U. There is a way.
Yep.
And remind you, and those of y'all don't know what that means, why I even start that, that's not just some cute thing I say at the end of every show. That's something that I live by, because every time when this is something getting hard and I need that inspiration to go through, I just remember that phrase. You know, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whether there's a J or there's a U. And I would say you, because it's not just about me, it's about yourself, how you empower yourself. There's a way. So always remember that. Nothing's too big if you got the faith to do it and put the work behind it. All right, y'all, we rolling on out. Peace. Okay.